Stupefied, I walked. One foot in front of the other, again and again and again, mesmerized. No interest in where I was heading. Looking nowhere, seeing nothing, I stumbled on. Then I bumped into something. Margaret! Margaret! I was too cold to be startled, too cold to make my face respond to the vast form that stood before me, shrouded in tent-like drapes of green rainproof fabric. It moved and two hands came down on my shoulders and gave me a shake. Margaret! It was Aurelius. Look at you, you're blue with cold. Quick, come with me. He took my arm and led me briskly off. My feet stumbled over the ground behind him until we came to a road, a car. He bundled me in. There was a slamming of doors, the hum of an engine, and then a blast of warmth around my ankles and knees. Aurelius opened a thermos flask and poured a mug of orange tea. Drink. I drank. The tea was hot and sweet. Eat. I bit into the sandwich he held out. Goodness gracious, Aurelius exclaimed softly as he passed me one dainty sandwich after another. Dear me. The food seemed to bring me to my senses a little. What are you doing here, Aurelius? I came to give you this, he said, and he reached over to the back and lifted a cake tin through the gap between the seats. Placing the tin on my lap, he beamed gloriously at me as he removed the lid. Inside was a cake, a homemade cake, and on the cake in curly icing letters were three words, Happy Birthday, Margaret. I was too cold to cry. Instead, the combination of cold and the cake set me talking. Words emerged from me, randomly, like objects disgorged by glaciers as they thaw. Nocturnal singing, a garden with eyes, sisters, a baby, a spoon, a kind-faced woman knitting. Aurelius shook his head. But she told me... She lied to you, Aurelius. When you came to see her in your brown suit, she lied. She has admitted it. Bless me, exclaimed Aurelius. However did you know about that brown suit of mine? I had to pretend to be a journalist, you know. But then as what I was telling him began to sink in... A spoon like mine, you say? And she knew the house? She's your aunt, Aurelius, and Emmeline is your mother. Aurelius stopped patting my hair, and for a long moment he stared out of the car window in the direction of the house. My mother, he murmured. There? I nodded. There was another silence, and then he turned to me. Take me to her, Margaret. I seemed to wake up. The thing is, Aurelius, she was injured in the fire, Aurelius. Not only her face, her mind. He absorbed this new information, added it to his store of loss and pain, and when he spoke again, it was with a grave firmness of purpose. Take me to her. Was it illness that dictated my response? Was it the fact that it was my birthday? Was it my own motherlessness? These factors might have had something to do with it. But more significant than all of them was Aurelius's expression as he waited for my answer. There were 101 reasons to say no to his demand, but faced with the ferocity of his need, they faded to nothing. I said yes.